life was like that.
雅各为了彰显佢嗰个长子嘅名分。
And because Jacob wanted to strive for the inheritance of the family.
用诡计吓呃咗佢哥哥同埋佢爸爸。
He schemed and cheated his own brother and lied to his own father.
Yeah.
And to escape the wrath of his own brother Esau, and Jacob was left the promised land Canaan that very first time.
在这个荒忙又害怕的当中, 神第一次在伯特利向他显现,
and in the wilderness, God revealed himself first time in Beersheba. He promised protection and his being with him. And that he would bring him back to Canaan.
之后在那里,雅各就为了爱情,很多年都被他舅父拉班去欺负。
And because of love, he was cheated many years by his uncle Laban.
他的家庭就在很多的妻子,很多的儿女里面,吵吵闹闹地度过了。
And his family consists of many wives and many children and many quarrels.
20年之后,他带着四个老婆,12个儿子回来。
And 20 years later, he brings his wife, four wives and 12 sons back to Canaan.
之后他经历那个女儿被侵犯,
he experienced the violation of her daughter.
他的儿子犯下杀人的大罪,
and experienced the sin of his sons killing innocent people.
就在这个彷徨的当中, 神第二次又在伯特利向他显现,
and during all these struggles, it is here that God reveals himself again to Jacob.
但是他们兄弟之间的不和,
because of the quarrelsome between brothers, they continue to injure or damage the family.
他们的儿子对他父亲雅各很不满意,
the siblings, the brothers, they blamed their father, and they did not like their father.
Yeah.
And because of the betrayal by his elder brothers, that Joseph, Jacob experienced a loss of a child.
37:35,
oh, he said in Genesis 37, verse chapter 37, verse 35, I shall go down to Sheol to my son, mourning.
你看到他的人生经过这个这么多的困难的阶段,
you see that he has experienced all these difficulties throughout his life. And today I've lost my most beloved son. I am so suffering, I will enter into hell. And then now they're experiencing a great famine.
因为没粮食的缘故,这个家庭要面临死亡的威胁。
And because there is no food, they are in danger of losing their lives.
生离死别,
to live and to die.
Yeah. 勾心斗角,互不信任。 They're fighting each other, not trusting.
They're struggling between themselves.
Yeah. 正如是創世記的作者摩西,他也在詩篇第90篇這樣說。
And just like the author of Genesis, Moses, he wrote these in Psalm
90.
Here in chapter 90, Moses depicts the life of a person.
他说第九节, 年岁好像一声叹息。第十节，我们一生的年日至七十，若是强壮可以到八十，但其中所经跨的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。
Psalm 90, verse 9, for all our days pass away under your wrath. We bring our years to an end like a sigh. The years of our lives of 70, or even by reasons of strength, 80. Yet their span is but toil and trouble. They are soon gone and we fly away.
雅各他自己也都在对法老啊，他这样说。
And even Jacob said to Pharaoh,
说我平生的日子又少又苦。
He says, the days of the years of my sojourning are few and evil.
当摩西写给他当日的读者的时候，
When Moses wrote these to the readers,
当时的读者以色列人在旷野的里面，
And the Israelites were in the wilderness.
正准备回入去迦南地。
They were ready to re-enter the land of Canaan.
他们前面面对着很多的困难。
And there were many difficulties in front of them.
就摩西就在这里写着创世纪的时候。
And here, as Moses was writing Genesis,
去勉励他们。
He comforted them.
你看看当日。
He encourages them and say, look at those days.
神怎样在你们的祖先身上所行的大事。
How God in your ancestors did great work.
凭着神的应许。
And because the promise of God.
无论我们的处境是怎样。
No matter what circumstances we are in.
神定没忘记你们。
God will never forsake you.
神定没忘记他的子民。
God will never forsake his people.
我今天看这个经文，我看第四十六章第二节。
Here, as we look at our scripture today at chapter 46,
是我今天讲的题目，是我在这里。
It is the topic of our sermon today. It is here I am.
他说雅各会回应神的呼唤，说，哎，我在这里。
And here, Jacob responds to God's calling. He says, here I am.
雅各他又名以色列。
And Jacob, whose name is also Israel,
他在那里，一家人经历着一个很重要的转捩点。
There is a very turning point within their lives of their family.
我从第四十五章一开头就讲，嗰段讲到约瑟去饶恕他们的哥哥。
In chapter 45, we saw how Jacob forgave his elder brothers.
因为约瑟他知道是神拣差他来，好能够保存那个余种。
And he knew that God sent him to Egypt ahead of them so that he can preserve his own family.
并且去施行那个拯救。
And that he can execute salvation.
就是将他整个的家族从迦南地迁徙到去埃及里面。
And then it allowed him to bring his family into from the land of Canaan.
To 带去埃及。
To bring them into Egypt.
因为这个饥荒还会有五年。
Because there are still 5 years left of the famine.
约瑟去先去提议，约瑟去提议法老都更加的去这样去做。
And this is suggested by Jacob, and the Pharaoh agreed.
法老更加为他们预备了车辆。
And Pharaoh helped prepare the wagons for them.
好叫他带住，好叫他能够再带住喺嗰啲老嘅弱嘅身体弱嘅老人啊、妇人等等嚟到。
So that they can bring with them people who are weak, like the elders and children.
法老俾佢呢啲车啊，本来系皇室专用噶。
And he gave these wagons, who were used usually by the royalties.
佢再睇到法老对佢哋嚟讲一个好慷慨嘅款待。
And you see how Pharaoh was generous to them.
当呢啲哥哥全部都翻去迦南地之后
，So when all these brothers returned to the land of Canaan，
见到佢父亲
，And when they saw and met their father，
第一件事就话俾佢父亲听
，The first thing that they did was to tell their father。
第廿六节佢话约瑟还在啊，并且做咗埃及全地嘅宰相。
He told them that Joseph was alive and he now is the ruler of Egypt。
跟住讲话雅各佢心里冰凉。
And here it tells us that Jacob became shocked.
Numb. 原文系麻木眼numb.
It means that he didn't feel anything.
虽然佢听到佢哋咁样讲
even though he heard their words.
但雅各唔信佢哋
but Jacob did not believe them.
啊，咁多年啦，廿二年啦
all these years, 22 years.
若失去音信全无
and we think that.Joseph was
not hear anything from him.
And no news from Jacob. He must not be in our world. And these elder brothers who were speaking, they usually lie to each other. And they are mean and evil.
但佢之後，佢哋啲仔不斷嘅同佢哋講約瑟同佢講過嘅説話。
And they told him the words that Jacob spoke to them.
啊，雅各佢開亦都見到嚟接佢嗰啲預備嗰啲車輛。
And Jacob saw the wagons that they prepared for them.
聖經話雅各佢心就甦醒了 ，revive。
And the Bible tells us that Jacob's heart was revived. And Jacob or Israel who said, is enough. I need to go and see my son before I die. And we can imagine that there is now smile appearing on his face. And we see Jacob, who has experienced so many difficulties, is now beginning to have a smile on his face. It's not because he saw the gifts that were brought back to him. It is because that the child that he lost is still alive. He was so excited.Because God has made a great miracle before him. And Israel being the head of the house. That Jacob brought his whole family now to Beersheba.And therefore, there he created an altar to worship the God of his father. Why didn't he say his own God? He says that he is the God of his father.
表明呢个神系一个历代以嚟咁多年以嚟都一路去看守住佢哋嘅神。
It depicts a God who has been watching over his family for all these years.
啊，佢信实守约。
He is faithful and keeps his promise.
啊，从小同佢保守到而家。
He has secured him while he was young until now.
啊，之后夜间神喺异象嘅里面对以色列讲：雅各，雅各。
And there he saw the image of God who spoke to him, calling him, Jacob, Jacob.
雅各说,我在这里。
And Jacob responded, I am here.
雅各在哪里呢?
Where was Jacob?
啊,他说,雅各他在别士巴。
And here we were told that Jacob was in Beersheba.
啊,就是他本来,啊,他住在那个希伯伦。
Here it where is where he was in Hebron. Now he has gone southwest. And he was in Hebron, and then now he has come down to Beersheba. This is the border, it's the most southern part of Canaan. And if you go further down, you would go into Egypt. And before he left the land of Canaan, he was there to give an altar to make a worshiping to God. And here in Beersheba was where his grandfather and Isaac, his father Isaac, had lived. And Abraham and Isaac also had made an altar to worship God there. And here, God also appeared to Abraham and Isaac at Beersheba. And it is there that he commanded Abraham to offer his son Isaac. And here, as Jacob comes to this place, is where he need to make one of the most important decisions of his life. He is there because he is looking forward to meeting his son, who he has not seen for 22 years. That they can have a reunion of their family. And also solve the problem of the famine that is threatening their family. So that they can preserve the life of his family. But there is one point he understood. That what man is pursuing, which is security and comfort, when we are pursuing our own identity and value, all these things come from God. And in our midst of pursuing, he knew that he cannot forget about God. Instead, he knew he had to seek the will of God. He's asking God, what is your will in my life? What is your plan in my life? Should I study this subject or this career because it has good prospect? Should I choose this job because it has a high salary? Should I marry this person because he seems pretty good? Should I live in this community because it is quiet and the school system is good? But the Bible tells us, no matter what we are doing, it is not according to your own will. It is according to God's will. If God is willing, we shall live. To do this or to do that. And sometimes God will use what seems to be difficult in our lives to fulfill his plan. So that his own glory will be magnified in our problems. So that our hearts can change. So that we can overcome the sin that is ingrained, that is in our hearts. So that those who do not believe will now be revived. To understand the glory of God so that we can worship Him. But this is not an easy decision to make. Now, what was Jacob facing? He's facing things that we ourselves are facing.
来到呢个陌生嘅地方。
Many of our parents have to uproot their whole family to come to the United States.
以来去埃及，落去埃及系佢嘅祖先曾经面对过嘅一个嘅难题。
And in Egypt, it was something that their ancestors had difficulty facing.
当日亚伯拉罕落埃及嘅时候
，When Abraham went to Egypt。
因为他没有寻求神的旨意，差点伤害了他的妻子和他的家人。
Because he didn't obey God's plan, and he almost brought harm to his own family and wife.
以撒甚至他被神去禁止他去前往埃及。
And God forbid Isaac to go into Egypt.
但神今次去回答嘅雅各嘅系好正面，同埋带住应许。
And here God's response to Jacob was direct and came with a promise.
呢位同雅各嘅父亲同在嘅神。
And this God who was with his father Isaac.
藉着佢落到埃及嘅呢件事情。
And dealt with this the issues of going into Egypt.
保存咗喺饥荒里面嘅以色列一家。
It protected the whole family of Israel.
叫佢哋可以住喺埃及最肥美嘅地方去过山。
It allowed them to live in the most rich land in Egypt, Goshen.
过山。
In Goshen.
再加上埃及人咧，佢系唔喜欢牧羊嘅人。
And to add on top of that, the Egyptians don't like shepherds.
所以咧，佢唔会同佢哋交往，甚至同佢哋通婚。
They wouldn't even associate with them.
所以就系咁样样，神保守咗以色列嘅一家人。
So it is this how God protected the whole family of Israel.
避免他们去拜埃及人的偶像。
He prevented them from worshiping the idols of the Egyptians.
但是，而且在开头他们去埃及的时候，他们雅各的子孙一共有70人。
And when they were entering Egypt, the number of their the sons and grandsons were numbered as 70.
但是当看下面埃及出埃及记第一章第七节嘅时候
，and if we see Exodus chapter one, verse seven，
差唔多喺呢个咁多年之后
，that after so many years，
佢话以色列人生养众多，并且繁茂，极其强劲，满了那地。
And the people of Israel were fruitful and increased greatly; they multiplied and grew exceedingly strong。
你睇到之后。由咁少个人变咗一个好强大嘅个民族。
And you see that from a very small group of people, they became very great.
因为神应许过嘅与佢哋同在。
Because God has promised to be with them.
于是埃及就好似一个母腹一样。
That Egypt is like a womb of a woman.
孕育咗一个强大嘅个家族去成长。
So that it will help the child become a great nation.
再次大约400年之后
，and after about 400 years，
正如神喺第四节应许过雅各咁讲
，and just as God has promised in verse 4，
佢话必定会带你哋翻上嚟。
I will definitely bring you back to Canaan。
神带领呢一个预备好咗嘅以色列人。
And God will lead this Israelites who He has prepared.
喺嗰陣時候，再將佢哋從埃及帶翻佢哋翻嚟迦南地。
And they would bring them back from Egypt into the land of Canaan.
所以你見到神係咁樣應許佢哋。
And you see how God has promised them.
開始嘅時候叫雅各唔好害怕去落埃及地。
In the beginning, here He tells them, "Don't be afraid to go into Egypt."
喺呢個時候，都叫以色列人嗰啲讀者，佢當日嘅讀者，以色列人。
And here is also written to those the readers at that time, the Israelites.
唔好惧怕
Don't be afraid.
And
that I will bring you out of Egypt back into the land of
Canaan.
And today God is also calling us to be not afraid.
That
we would give to God what is ahead of us. Everything that is see changing in this world. It is God who is never changing. God's word is our assurance. God will prepare our path. When we have this promise, that Jacob left, started his journey from Beersheba, he brought all that he had, his sheep and herds and his family, all with them to Egypt. He left without any hesitation. And as we see in verse 28-30, and as Israel first came and had a reunion with Joseph, it is probably one of the most moving passages in the Bible. And you see them as the two met each other, they hug each other and they cried. All the years of suffering has now melted into tears of joy. We men don't understand. That bitterness in our lives can now change in God's hands. The God's glory will give to us our most fulfillment in our lives. And when we use all our heart to glorify God, and that God's glory will be magnified.
These
joy that finding things that have been lost.
Yeah,
it's just in the days like Abraham.
It is
just that from death he received his son back to life in Isaac.
And
it's almost the same as in Luke chapter 15 about the prodigal son.
And it's
just like the father in the prodigal son's story.
在45章24節他說, 因為我這個兒子是死而復活,
in Luke chapter 15, verse 24, it says that this is my son who was dead and is alive again. And here, when we see that the also in the same chapter about the story of the lost sheep, and here in verse 6 of that same chapter, it says that rejoice, for I have found my sheep that was lost. Come, celebrate with me.
In
verse
7
it says, that I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than the 99. Friends, it is because of this type of joy, and because that God has so loved us, that Jesus came into this world. He will seek those who have been lost. He would even bear our sins and to die on the cross. And this grace is now calling out to you to follow him. Come to receive this gift of eternal life. Come and say, here I am, God. We thank you, God, for loving me, such a sinner as I. And this is just the same as the disciples who saw Jesus being risen from the dead. Their joy is so great. This joy was so great that they can withstand all of the persecutions they will face in the future. And because of this joy,
it
let us understand that the suffering that we are facing now is only temporary and light. Even though we will have pain and tears, but as we wait upon the return of our Lord Jesus Christ, we know and with hope we know that all things will be renewed. A persecuted church will now be like a bride to prepare themselves to greet the groom. This joy cannot be expressed.
And
when God calls us, let us not be afraid to say, here I am. When we say, here I am, is a proclamation.
Listen, wait, and obey.
And here a proclamation is that we are listening, we are waiting, and we will respond. This proclamation represents that we know who we are. We know where I am today. And we know what we are holding on to. We know who is a God, who is the God of our lives. So that our spirit will be at peace. Because we know who the God that we believe
in.
And this is the source of our joy and happiness in our lives. We should be fearless to allow God to take control of our lives. And just as the song, the hymn that we'll be singing, Jesus Leads Me, God is faithful to his promise. He brought the Israelites through many difficulties, even entering into Egypt. And also because of persecution, they had to leave Egypt wait upon the promise to enter into the land of Canaan. Today, we are also waiting. In this already not yet time of our lives, we are still waiting. We believe in our hearts that God will bring us into the promised land. We would have times of peace and success. But we will also have paths that are dangerous and dark. But God is leading every one of us to see his glory and to live for his glory.
我们一起来唱这首诗歌。
Let us come and sing this hymn.
神耶稣领我。
He leadeth me.